it's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show.
I'm Matthew Clark.
And Ian Scott.
And it's the...
You say it all this time, Matthew.
Accidental Entrepreneur.
Sure.
And we're in a market again. And I'm glad we're inside a market because it's absolutely peeing down outside. The skies are grey, but it's a lovely place
Look,
in here.
It's a mild light shower for Cornwall. If you were hard and came from the north in Scotland, you would be going, this is balmy down
well,
here, you softy.
Actually, there is a piper still piping in the other end of this.
That's because he's Scottish and hard. We've got in front of us, speaking of hard, there's pictures of Cornwall in the snow. So who have we got with us today?
I'm Sarah Lay, and my business is Evocative Cornwall.
And what do you do?
I take photographs, and with photographs I make calendars, diaries, cards. I sell the photographs themselves, and I market them throughout Cornwall, throughout Great Britain, and throughout the world.
Next question, Ian, please.
How did this come about?
Well, it came about when I had a different job, and I had a small printing business. And I decided that as I owned a business that printed cards, I'd like to give something back to the community. So I decided to do a range of charity Christmas cards. And in the first year, I sold about 12,000 cards. And several people came back to me and said, oh, it'd be really nice to have a Cornish calendar. Your cards are so beautiful. How about a nice calendar?
You're striking a note very dear to my heart as a Cornish speaker.
So I went and looked at the calendars and I thought, yeah, I think there is an opening here.
Do you want to conduct this interview in Cornish?
Do you speak? No, she doesn't speak Cornish.
You do.
Well, I'm missing da. Well, it's not. It's a bit late for that. Yeah. Nosta. Well, Hajista. Look, we've got a calendar there with Kerno Hierethic. I'm taking over this one.
Yes,
I'll say.
Hold on. I've got a question. No, whoa. I've got a question. The passion, the calendar, or the money?
The photographs.
Oh, really?
Taking the photographs, that's
so
the passion.
The
I do most of it. That's the absolute passion.
So have you always run your own business?
I've been involved in small businesses most of my working life, yes.
No. I said, have you always run your own business? Or have you did you work for somebody else before you started the calendar and the photo business?
I worked with my husband in a business that we jointly owned, but this is the first business, actually it's the second business. It's the first business I've set up from scratch.
And why did you do it? Why did you not go and work for somebody else?
Because I'm contrary. And I don't know, it just evolved. It evolved. Because as I was saying earlier, I started with the cards, I then did the calendar whilst I still owned the printing business, and it then got to the point where I couldn't do both, and I work on my own now, and I like the creative side of this.
Can I just say that this reminds me of something, I think it might have been you who said this to me, that since I've become self-employed, you've become unemployable. Was it you or someone else? But do you feel now that you could work for someone else?
I would find it very difficult. I would find it...
If you love the pictures and creating the images and the products, who does the books and the other side of things? Do you do that yourself?
I have a bookkeeper who actually does, you know, the real sums. No. But I do all the invoicing.
Why do you do that? Why have you employed somebody else to do that? Would you not save money by doing it yourself?
Yes, but you can't do everything yourself and you have to play to your strengths. If I wasn't out there taking the photographs and doing the marketing, there's no business.
And the bookkeeper would be out of work because they've got to work for people like you who do something else. So any tips for people? A lot of people looking to start businesses because they've not got a job. Any tips for them?
I think if you're putting together a product that you want to sell, often putting a product together isn't too difficult. It's the marketing. The marketing is half of the job, not only putting the product together.
If you didn't like the pictures... Could you do it?
I wouldn't do it with the same enthusiasm. And I love taking the pictures. I mean, that is where my absolute passion is. It's being out in Cornwall with my camera, preferably on my own.
Even in the rain like this?
In the rain, in the snow, in the sun, in the wind, whatever.
We did an interview with a fairly seasoned entrepreneur and they said finding the energy for running your own business was not the problem. Finding the energy to find the energy was the problem.
So I've lost you, Ian. What do you mean?
What they were really saying is, when you're on your own, you're the only person that motivates you. So how do you find the motivation to motivate you to do what you're doing? What gives you the lift in the morning?
That can be tough, because when you've got nobody else to bounce ideas off, when you've just got yourself to be with all day long...
You don't want to end up watching daytime telly.
I never watch daytime telly. No, for me, if I wasn't for the photographic side, I'm not sure that I would enjoy it as much as I do, but I really am passionate about taking the photographs.
So when you are down and you need a bit of an energy shot, what do?
I think of other jobs that I could have, and I can't think of any, so that re-energises me. And when I'm out taking the photographs, I have to pinch myself and think, and you're working?
So that's really good. Tell us a little bit about, what's your company called, and have you got a website?
Evocative Cornwall is the brand. I've got an umbrella publishing company, but Evocative Cornwall is the brand.
And the website is?
Evocativecornwall.co.uk.
The very best of luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to the
Accidental Entrepreneur Show
with Matthew Clark
and Mitten Da.
Ian Scott, that was.